When you walk into Elizabeth Kennedy's sparse office, you can't help but notice the many pictures of two English setters prominently displayed on her desk and walls.
Our pets have become children, and if you look around my office, my husband and I have children, they're four-legged, they're our dogs, and they are treated like our children. We take them, you know, out and take them to parks, and we travel with them, and oftentimes we don't fly, we drive, because we want to take them with us. And so they become a huge part of people's lives. And they, you know, when something happens, when our pets are injured and hurt, oftentimes the clients that we see here at the university will spend the money necessary and will do anything for their pets to help them get through this crisis time. And it's very, very, it's very scary, and it's very, just very difficult to deal with. I know that I often think of my job as if I were bringing one of my boys in, I would need to have somebody here for me, because I would be climbing the walls.
And that is Kennedy's role at the hospital. She's the one who is there for pet owners during surgery or to help make the difficult decision whether to euthanize a pet. And after an animal dies, Kennedy helps owners decide what to do with a pet's remains. Grief counseling for pet owners is a growing trend at veterinary universities. Iowa State, Michigan State, and the University of Minnesota, to name a few, all have grief counseling hotlines and pet loss support programs. Dr. Stephen Marks is the head of small animal medicine at the University of Illinois. He says as society changes, the role of the pet has changed, and greater importance is placed on the human-pet relationship.
People have adopted different lifestyles. People are getting married later. They're having children later. They have unconventional lifestyles, unconventional life partners, and that a pet can be, for some people, a life partner. And I've been a veterinarian for 13 years now, I guess, and the veterinary profession has changed progressively with those needs. So although I think we were always compassionate and we always took the extra step to help people, we're much more sensitive to those needs. And that's evidenced by us going outside the profession and asking someone that specializes in doing supportive counseling to come in. Because I mean, I think I counsel my pet owners very well, but I don't do it like Liz does it. She's a professional, and in that market, she's the best in the building.
Some critics say Kennedy's salary could be better spent on areas of the veterinary hospital that are currently overburdened, hiring more overnight lab technicians, for example. Others question the need for such a position. After all, even though pets do become family members in many cases, they're animals, not people. Even Dr. Barbara Kitchell, head director of the Veterinary Cancer Care Clinic, was skeptical.
As a medical oncologist, we deal with the emotional content of clients and the shock of hearing that an animal has cancer and the issues of anticipatory grief and loss of patients, and we deal with it on a daily basis. And I said to myself, well, it would be nice to have someone, but I'm not sure how much we need her. And since she's been here, I have been 100% converted.
Of all the doctors, Kitchell works most closely with Kennedy. Only about 2 out of 5 pets that receive cancer treatment survive longer than 2 years. And pet owners will often spend upwards of $5,000 for a year of treatment.
We don't have third-party payment for our stuff, so everything that we do, somebody has to write a check from their own wallet for it. And so there's both a financial impact as well as a psychological impact, as well as very real limitations on the types of resources, physical resources we have available. So we're dealing with really a very select population of animal owners who are willing to seek advanced care. And having the capacity to have someone who can help with the psychosocial aspect of it really helps those types of people.
The president of the Illinois State Veterinary Medical Association says there's no way of knowing how many full-time pet loss grief counselors work in the state, but he says the association believes there is a growing need for pet loss grief counseling, and he says they support the expansion of and training for this type of therapy work. I'm Allie Kaywall, AM 580 News.